opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you. Appreciate it, buddy. It's one of his hits, Brown Eyed Girl. Hey, we got a heat wave. We got a heat wave back east. There you go.
In the misty morning.
Let me ask you this, Evan. What do these cities have in common? Boston, Hartford, New York, Philly, Baltimore, and Raleigh, North Carolina.
I lived in all of them. I don't know.
They're all going to hit at least 100 degrees today. You hate to see it.
I remember why I don't live there. Dude, it's so mucky, too. Like, I think everyone believes that New England has, like, the best summers, or I don't know. But they're all so humid and sticky and just, ugh.
Well, it's very humid. You know, Philly and Boston. But then when you get south of the Mason-Dixon line, it's like, may as well be in Vietnam. I mean, it is absolutely unspeakably humid.
Yeah, you don't want to go any further than North Carolina.
One of the reasons I left. Actually, I left more because of the cold weather than the hot weather. Anyway, who do you trust more or most? Posey, Lynch, Dunleavy? Let's go to Pat in Foster City. He's been hanging in there. What's up, Pat? How you doing, buddy? Pat in Foster City, going once. Hey, what's up, Pat?
Oh, no.
Hey, Risotto.
Gone.
Pat was hanging in there for a while. Pat, call back. I'll get you right in. Scott Marin, what's up, Scott? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. Yeah, this is a really good discussion to think about. You know, I'm actually pretty happy. You got to be pretty happy if you're a Bay Area fan. I mean, I grew up being a 49ers fan, Giants fan, Warriors fan. And I think the big key has always been to me is, before you get to the general managers or the player personnel people, is the ownership group.
Mm.
And we've actually been pretty lucky here. I mean, you know, we suffered for so many years with the Warriors under Chris Cohan and the 49ers with, you know, after Eddie was jettisoned and it was just, not good.
Right.
And, you know, I really appreciate Jed, how he's really, he matured, stepped back, hired some people, some really good people. And the Giants also have, you know, they finally, I think they've woken up to, hey, we got to bring some excitement back to the club. I mean, yeah, this guy, Posey, was willing to step in. It's a mindset for, and I really do think having players in these positions that have played the game, particularly, I think especially in baseball, I really think it helps because it's a difficult game, the players just naturally think, what is this Farhan? You know, I know he's looking at the numbers and I'm up and down, up and down, up and down Sacramento here and there, you know. So you got to give Lynch the more credit to this point because he has the track record. He started at rock bottom with the roster they had. I mean, they were literally, I think, the worst roster in the league.
Right.
I mean, Dunleavy, you know, their harder job is based on where they're at. I mean, Dunleavy also, like you said, has a hard job because he's replacing the guy that won four titles. I mean, he was there for some of that, obviously, too. But I think the most important thing is we have solid ownership groups that get it finally. At least 49ers finally got it.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing, that we got somebody that put the right people on the jobs. And I think all three clubs are in good shape with who they have there. And I think Buster's done a fabulous job. I mean, get a hitter like Devers like that, you know, he carries the weight. And what I like about him, what I like about him is he was a catcher. And I think he was used to dealing with people with different personalities on the staff. That's different than somebody like Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
he took over in Miami or whatever.
No, but I think there's something. And thanks a lot for the call, Scotty. I gotta move a little bit, but there is something about catchers. What if in order to make my case, and we're just having some fun talking about John Lynch, Buster Posey, and Mike Dunleavy, three former players now running their teams, and just kind of talking about who you have the most faith in, who's going to guide their franchise to prolonged success. What if I said this, and this would be a case against John Lynch? He doesn't do as much as Dunleavy or Posey, because Kyle's got a lot of that responsibility with the roster and stuff like that.
How do you know that Posey does that? How do you know that Zach Manassian doesn't do that? You don't. Like, you assume, and that's fine, but
that's part of it. Like Kyle has more control over the roster than Lynch. Like, that's been reported.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Lynch isn't a really good general manager.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Like, but I'm gonna take some.
Shanahan's not in this. Like, okay, Mike Dunleavy is. He has people around him too. Like, so do you not believe in him because Joe Lacob's got last say?
No, but it's not in Dunleavy's contract that Kerr has the personnel decisions. And it feels like when Lynch and Shanahan took the job, Lynch first, that, you know, he was kind of more of a figurehead than the actual guy doing it.
But similar to Posey, when something happens for the 49ers, it goes on John Lynch's resume. It doesn't go on John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan's, you know, general manager / head coach. It goes on his. And John Lynch has helped construct two Super Bowl appearing teams and four NFC Championship appearing teams from a place where they were basically ashes. That's the other part of this, too. Like, I don't think that the Giants were in as bad of a position as people were making them out to be. I don't think that they were in a position like the Niners were, where they went through, what was it, like four head coaches in 3 years. They had a two-win season. I mean, the Niners were awful. They were the laughingstock of the division for a couple seasons. John Lynch and Shanahan, but John Lynch took over that job, and within two seasons, they were in the Super Bowl.
Okay, and I would say
That's why I have more faith in Lynch. I'm not saying Posey isn't great or going to be great at his job, but if the question is, who do I trust the most of the three general managers, it's John Lynch.
And that's your choice.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I'm not necessarily disagreeing with it. But what about, here's the other thing. Like, I was just thinking about, okay, they had a worse situation, the Lynch and Shanahan. Okay, well, it took them 2 years to get it right. Like, Posey had a little better situation. They're still a 500 team. And in 1 year, they're back in business. Like, I think the Giants are back in business, if you know what I mean.
I would agree with that, but the stages of the franchises to me also matter. Like, if Posey had inherited a 50 or a 60 win team, and all of a sudden now they're 10 games above 500, that's pretty incredible. But I know they've been boring and they've been kind of just spinning in mediocrity for a couple of years, but this wasn't a bad team. Like, a lot of the players that are on this current roster, I hate to break it to people, they were on last year's team. Now, right. Posey's found a way to get the best out of them, and that's something that I think is remarkable. But it clearly isn't as if this team was just a dumpster fire a year ago. Otherwise, this team I don't think would be this competitive.
Let's go to Frank. Right. Frank's in Atlanta. Hey, what's up, Frank?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope everybody's doing well. I love this conversation. It's a very important conversation to have. My two cents. I think Buster's got the best chance for success. I think Lynch is in second, and I feel so very sorry for Mike Dunleavy because he doesn't have a chance. Buster has a little bit of a core and a chance with, you know, trades. I think trades make it a little bit easier. The 49ers, I think they've got a good brand, and that brand can get them a few pieces. I don't like their draft structure, but other than that, I think they're okay. The Dubs don't have a chance. They've got $80 million in dead cap space and a coach that can't develop young players. So Dunleavy doesn't have a chance.
Oh, boy. All right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate the call. Although,
I think we can agree that his job of the three is the most difficult, right?
Yes. Although, honestly, I got to give Dunleavy the same kind of credit that I gave Posey, if for no other reason than, Warriors weren't a playoff team last year. And they were this year. And they got to the second round. And he pulled off a trade that probably enabled all that. So, in his own way, like, Dunleavy's off to a phenomenal start, but his job doesn't get any easier because of the age of the roster. Let's go to Pat. Pat's back. Pat in Foster City. What's going on, man?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I think one thing with Posey is that, I don't even know who owns the Giants. I mean, we all know who owns the Niners, and we know who owns the Warriors, and those owners, especially Lacob, are pretty involved in the team. York maybe a little less so, but with the Giants, you know, Posey has that advantage of not only being a baseball guy, but again, I don't know who the owners are, but they're not really baseball people. So I think he's got a little more of a free reign than these other guys do, independent of the owners. So I think that's, you know, one thing that Posey has going for him. And the other thing with Lynch, you know, you were talking about, you know, Posey's career and whatnot, but Lynch had, you know, a fantastic career. I mean, he was a 9-time Pro Bowler. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he took Stanford to a couple really good seasons and bowl games. So, I mean, he had a phenomenal career in the NFL. So, you know, you were talking about Posey, you know, having that kind of status and stature and whatever. I think Lynch has got, you know, a lot going for him, too.
I agree.
In terms of his reputation. And so, so does Shanahan. But I guess the other thing, real quick, you were talking earlier about, you know, are the Bay Area fans, are they kind of down, and why are they down? And, you know, part of it you were talking about is just the expectations. You know, we had teams that have won championships not that long ago, and that becomes sort of the standard. So anything less is disappointing. But the other part of it, I think, at least for me, is that, you know, Cal and Stanford have been kind of down across the board the last 5-6 years, and we weren't used to that. So I think that has something to do with it, along with the Oakland losing all their teams too. I think there's a lot of different things that contribute to it, but I do give Posey credit, but mostly credit for he was able to spend money.
Gotcha.
the guys weren't, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. So, well, thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it, Pat. I do think Posey's got the most clout of all three of them among Dunleavy, Lynch, and Posey, because I feel like before Posey even took the job, he probably made it clear there's some things I'm going to do that aren't going to be things we've done in the past, and I don't want to be running into roadblocks left and right, and if that's the case, I don't really want to take the job. So I feel like, and then Dunleavy, I do, like, Lacob's there. You know what I mean? Lacob's there for Dunleavy, and Kyle's kind of there for Lynch. So I would say Posey's got more power than the other two at this particular moment. Also because he's part of the ownership group.
Yeah, he's on the board. But I also think, again, to me, when I hear that, I hear someone that he carries a cachet because of his, not just achievements as a player, but his achievements for this franchise. John Lynch is a Hall of Famer. He didn't play for the 49ers. I think that people would look at Lynch a bit differently if, to our caller's point, he was a 9-time Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. Like, I do think that matters to people, because you're more inclined, Steiny, to give Posey, I get it, like, the benefit of the doubt because of what you've seen him accomplish for the Giants.
Right.
And now all he's done so far is he's helped turn them around, but he's done it for the Giants. And it's like, you know, I don't think that, let's say Derek Jeter was running the Marlins. That team stunk. But, like, the Marlins don't care about Derek Jeter. He didn't play for them. He's a great player, but he doesn't mean anything to Miami. He means something to New York City. He means something to the Yankees.
Right.
Buster Posey means everything to the Giants, and so far he hasn't led anyone astray. In fact, he's been able to turn this thing around pretty fast. So I just feel like that's where the faith, to me, is rooted. It's rooted in his accomplishments as a player and a captain on the team. And so far he's been, like, if he wasn't Buster Posey, I don't know if there would be as much faith in him right now. If his name was Dave Dombrowski, if his name was Theo Epstein.
I wonder.
I don't know if people are feeling as great about Posey. Not to say it's bad. I'm just like, I think a big reason a lot of people that I talk to feel so good about him is because he's got 3 world championships as a member of the San Francisco Giants.
So when the Giants hired Posey, I remember we said about him, you know, what we said about Myers and what we said about Lynch. They don't have any experience doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means everything up to that point's got to be taken from his career, from his playing career. The reason that I'm most bullish right now on Posey, believe it or not, has nothing to do with his playing career. It has to do with my perception of the Giants 18 months ago and my perception of the Giants today. And I just think he's kind of pulled him out of the mud a little bit. And I don't know how far this particular team can go, but I also look at it as, yeah, they're only 10 games over 500. They haven't accomplished anything yet. But what I'm giving him credit for right now is bringing the excitement back to this team that's been dormant. And I don't care. Throw 2021 in there.
They were still top 10 in attendance last year, though.
But come on, Evan. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel the excitement of Giants fans this year, and it feels a little different, don't you think?
But I also think it's because the previous regime is gone. Like, that's a big part of it. It is Posey. There's no doubt about that, but it's Posey in comparison to what preceded him. That's why with Dunleavy, it's Dunleavy in comparison to what preceded him. That's why I think, to the caller's point, like Dunleavy did, if you want to just put the route on the table, brought to you by Adco Pest Control, he can't succeed because he's measured by championships. Posey is measured by a guy who would platoon his best hitter in the seventh inning. You know what I mean? Like, and then that's leaving him out as a player. Like, anybody who came in who just did things differently than Farhan is going to be embraced. But it's Buster Posey that's done it. That's why, I believe you, you're disassociating player from executive. But I think for a lot of people, that matters. His name.
I think you're right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Batting around the people who run these organizations, Lynch, Dunleavy, Posey, all former players, two of them Hall of Famers, and which one do you trust the most? Or who's got the toughest job? Or who's impressed you more than the others? Because there are a lot of similarities among those three guys. I would say this for Posey. I just look at it, and I guess, yeah, but even before Farhan, you know, the Giants, the reason that I'm most impressed with Posey is because I do feel like the perception of the Giants, it's changing. And, like, he's the only tangible thing that has changed along with it, so they just, like, they're not doing business the same, it doesn't feel like. And that's where I give him all the credit. The Giants, they weren't registering, you know, for 6-8 years. And I think they're registering now, and I give that to Posey.
So why wouldn't you give the accomplishments of the Niners to Lynch?
Because Kyle and his duties overlap a little with, it just feels like Lynch doesn't have the power that Posey has. And
well, he also doesn't have the spending power because in baseball there's no salary cap.
Well, the other thing about, like, Lynch, as maybe I'm just going to use the, I mean, they missed the playoffs half as much as they made them. I know, I get that's a laugh. But it's also the truth. And again, who built the Niners? Was it Lynch or was it Shanahan?
Well, I think it's interesting that a big reason you feel like Posey has been so great is because he's changed the culture.
Right.
I think you can make a case John Lynch has helped change the culture of the Niners. I mean, they were a laughing... They're more of a laughing stock than the Giants were last year when Lynch took over. Like, from 2016 to 17, it was like they were a joke. And again, well, two seasons later, he helps construct a roster that gets you to a... He also is probably involved in Shanahan coming to San Francisco. Like,
right, because Shanahan knew that Lynch was going to work for him.
But it also takes a particular kind of person to coexist with someone like Kyle Shanahan. I don't know if another general manager would have been able to do that.
That's fair.
I don't know if John Lynch might have been involved in a lot of these, you know, high-stakes trade acquisitions. Like, John Lynch might have... Like, I don't understand why... Like, why does Kyle Shanahan... Why should he get credit for acquiring Christian McCaffrey? John Lynch drafted Brock Purdy.
Well, but Shanahan... It feels to me like Shanahan's got more control over the personnel and the roster than Steve Kerr or Bob Melvin. That's what it feels like to me. So because of that,
I think I actually think Bob Melvin has a lot of control over his lineup.
His lineup, but what about his roster? The whole roster.
Well, he probably said, "Hey, I want Chapman here. Like, I'm signing here for multiple seasons. I want my third baseman. And this is what else I need. Buster, I need a shortstop. I need an everyday shortstop. And so Buster goes out and gets him the best one available. It was Willy Adames. You know, I'm not saying Bob Melvin is up there pulling strings and he's telling guys when to go up and down, but I think you are dismissing the influence that the head coaches have on what they need to succeed.
The other thing I would say about Posey is he has changed their approach. You know, they don't platoon anymore. Or they're trying not to. They're trying to do that less.
But I don't think that's just a Posey thing. I don't think Bob Melvin wanted to platoon his players last year.
But organizationally, they've changed the way they play.
Yeah, but I think that's a whole conversation between the front office and the team.
I get it, but Posey's been able to kind of pull it off.
Because he's working with an old school manager. That's where the collaboration comes in. I get you. I think it's like, I don't know. I feel like I would rather put my trust in someone that I've seen be able to do it and take a team to the pinnacle a little bit more than a guy who's 6 months into the job. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, and the one thing you did mention was a lot of it has to do with the previous regime. Yes, but like, okay, so Lynch and Shanahan took over for Chip Kelly and Tom Sula. I mean, it was just 2 years before then that Harbaugh had a lot of action with the 49ers. So I get that there was a two-year down period, but it was a franchise that had a lot of success before those two guys got here.
That's true.
So we'll put that into the equation. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Tiffany Hayes, Valkyrie's guard, is going to come up in the 12 o'clock hour. So you don't want to go anywhere for that one. Looking forward to talking to Tiffany. We can jump back into the talk about the bosses who run these teams on the other side. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in 15 minutes. No appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.